Well, I wonder what the odds were of the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA Finals when they were 2-0 down against Phoenix Suns in the best of seven series. But yesterday, after 50 years, they held the trophy aloft in front of the faithful as well, which is even better. Dario Melendez, host of Bally Sports Wisconsin, has been good enough to join us. One of the locals who I'm sure is partying like there's 1999. Dario, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, last night here in Milwaukee, it was absolutely electric. I mean, Pfizer Forum was as loud as any arena I've ever been in. And the Deer District, which was built a few years ago with the hopes of hosting something like that, all the ideas came to fruition last night, and it was amazing. The city was awesome. There were people jumping into the river here. I don't know if that is condoned, but man, when you win a first title in 50 years, you're allowed to pretty much do anything you want.
Well, that's right. I mean, 50-year drought. And the last one, the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, was a part of it. It hasn't happened for so long, and the people of Milwaukee have been waiting for something exciting in terms of basketball for decades, clearly. I mean, and I saw out the front, or out in the Deer District there, 65,000 people were watching the game outside. I mean, it would have been amazing to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And look, Peter Fagan, the president for the Milwaukee Bucks, this was kind of his brainchild, the Deer District. We had the Bradley Center, which was, it was built to be a hockey arena. And it looked like a hockey arena, it felt like one. You built Pfizer Forum a couple of years ago, this new state-of-the-art arena. You have a nice training center right across the street where they can practice and have state-of-the-art facilities. But you never really had like a place for fans to gather. And maybe we kind of saw this with what Toronto did a couple of years ago with their Jurassic Park area. But Peter Fagan was like, look, we have this land around here. Instead of having parking garages, why don't we put top-notch restaurants and bars and have a common place for the community to come and rally around? And it worked out great. I mean, the Deer District was the buzz of the nation just because of the way it was looking on TV. It looked great. The energy, the fans, it was the perfect storm of everything.
It's an amazing story. I mean, we talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo all the way through this in his season and certainly his finals campaign, the NBA Finals itself, where he's the Finals MVP announced yesterday with his 50 points. But it's been a team built from scratch, basically. I mean, back in 2014 or 13 when he was drafted, Chris Middleton as well came in, and they could have gone and been part of super teams through the journey and got their titles, but they made a commitment to the city and to the team to build it and win it the right way. How satisfying is it from a fan's perspective to see it all unfold and finally come to fruition?
Oh, man. I mean, especially here in Milwaukee where, I mean, fans always feel like they're getting gut punched here. If it's not the Packers going to the NFC Championship and not getting all the way, the Brewers going to the NLCS and not being able to get to the World Series, then you have Giannis and Chris Middleton getting to the Eastern Conference Finals a few years ago, can't punch it through. And then you had all that talk in the offseason with, is Giannis going to sign? Is he not going to sign? Are the Bucks going to go out and get a point guard that can help complement them? We like Aaron Bledsoe, but he might not be the guy. So for Giannis to stay in Milwaukee, which is the smallest NBA market in the country, and not go and leapfrog somewhere else like Kevin Durant did, like LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and all these other big names tend to do nowadays, for him to say, you know what? This is the team that drafted me in 2013. They're the team that came to Greece, gave a crud about me to actually scout me, took a chance on me, gave me this money, brought my family in, treat me like family. You know what? I'm going to return the favor. I'm going to stay here. And because I'm here, other players are going to want to come. And we saw that with Chris Middleton. We saw that with Drew Holiday. We saw that with P.J. Tucker. Off-season signings always want to come to Milwaukee now. And for that to happen here has just been absolutely epic. Epic.
So, Dario, tell us what it does to the city. You kind of touched on it, but considering what the world's been going through over the last 18 months or so with COVID, to be able to win at home, to see the crowd in the stadium, we're just watching the highlights actually now as we speak while we're talking to you. What does it do?
It was great because, I mean, as you guys know, and I know Australia and New Zealand have been very strict, and there's a good reason for it. Wisconsin was one of the more stricter states in the U.S. It was just nice to be around people. Like, you always take that for granted. I mean, I took it for granted being around other individuals, like being able to share that common experience of just joy. You never really thought of it until it was all taken away from you for about a year. So the fact that they were able to get through COVID, and we were supposed to have the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, which was going to be a huge economic boost for the city. With COVID, that went away. So obviously, financially, having a playoff run like this was huge for the bar district, for commercials, for restaurants, for all the entertainment businesses that were suffering during COVID. But then just for the citizens, the community itself, I mean, having a team that you can identify with, that has a superstar that has been through so much and is very relatable and loves being in the city, it just makes you happy. Like, that's really all you can say. Like I said, we had people climbing up light poles. We had people jumping in the river last night. It was a party all day long. We have a huge parade going tomorrow, going from the art museum down to the Deer District. So it's been a heck of a 2 months here.
So I'm interested, Dario, that a team like the Bucks, now it's not a team like the Lakers or even the Knicks, I guess, if you like, but not one of those massive teams, but you are very territorial when it comes to your sport. So does everyone in the city support the Bucks, or do they support the Bucks and maybe the Lakers as well? How does it all work? And now you're the champions. I would imagine everyone supports the Bucks. What's the makeup like in the city?
So in the NBA, it's a little bit more of an individual fan base. If you're a Bucks fan, it's because you're from Wisconsin.
Yep.
There are very few Bucks fans outside of the state, but there are lots of Giannis fans.
Yep.
Obviously, because of the international deal. So we'll be on the road in New York at Knicks games. We'll be in Miami, and there will be a huge Greek contingency everywhere. The Greek flag flying everywhere. Giannis will take time to go and say hi to everybody. It's kind of like that with LeBron. Like, there might not be Laker fans, but there are a lot of LeBron fans. There are a lot of Steph Curry fans. The NBA is a little unique that way. So if you're a Bucks fan, you're from Wisconsin. That's just plain and simple. You can be a Knicks fan coming from anywhere else. You could be a Bulls fan or Lakers fan every now and then. But if you are a Bucks fan, you're from the state of Wisconsin. But there are hundreds of thousands, millions of Giannis fans around the country and now around the world, because as we talked about, he's just, what you see with him is what you get. And I feel like that's kind of unique for a player of his level. I always tell the story. We were in Brooklyn, and I was in the locker room. We're in one of the scrums. I had a stupid question. It was kind of about bobbleheads. I don't even know why. It is what it is. It was just a dumb question. That's why I was waiting toward the end. Because they were giving out a bobblehead that day, and someone asked them what was your worst bobblehead, so I wanted to ask them what was your best bobblehead. Again, doesn't matter. Couldn't get to it because someone interrupted me. And after the interview was over, he came over, put his hand on my shoulder. He's like, hey, man, I'm really sorry I couldn't get to your question. You'll be the first one I take next time. Like, guys, people don't do that. Like, athletes don't do that, especially superstars. Like, you're not going to get Michael Jordan or LeBron James to apologize to you for not being able to answer a question about bobblehead. So, yeah. I mean, that's just who he is, and the city really likes that.
He seemingly is a very, very impressive young man, no doubt about that, Giannis. And his performance yesterday, he basically carried the team, 50 points, 1 point for every year you haven't won one, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 blocks. And they're talking about, I was watching some of the analysis afterwards, Dario, they're talking about it in the pantheon of Magic's rookie season, where he had an unbelievable finals game and then one of MJ's games as well. So they're talking top three all-time NBA finals matches. Is that how you see it, the city saw it, the fans saw it yesterday?
I think that's how the nation sees it. I mean, there's so much criticism about Giannis because people don't like the way he plays the game. They think he plays too downhill. He doesn't have enough finesse. He doesn't have enough touch around the rim. He's not a great shooter. But what he does works. I mean, he's just a freak of nature. The NBA hasn't seen a player like this since Shaq, like when he was posting guys up. It's Shaq without post-up moves. It's Shaq that can run 100 miles an hour down the lane. So he gets a lot of criticism for a superstar. But after that, I mean, he went through Jimmy Butler this playoff, Kevin Durant and James Harden, Trae Young, who is playing phenomenal. Then he goes through Devin Booker and Chris Paul. If he's not the best player on the planet right now, I don't know who is.
He's pretty handy, no doubt about that. Well, you're very pleased to know that my 14-year-old son was in home school yesterday with the COVID situation, and all of a sudden he appeared with his 34 bucks singlet watching the last quarter and not being at school. So there's fans all across the globe that were glued to the television yesterday to see your Milwaukee Bucks take out the title for the first time in 50 years.
That's just good parenting. Kudos to you. That's That's just good parenting.
I did ask myself a few questions afterwards, but I allowed it in the end. I allowed it. So what's next? You talk about the parade coming. What else happens on the back of this? Are there statues being built? What happens on the back of the celebrations?
Right. I think Peter Bacon was asked the president if they were going to build a statue of Giannis. That might be down the road, maybe when he retires. But, yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, starting at 11 a.m., we're going to have a parade, a championship parade that goes from the Milwaukee Art Museum, beautiful museum that's right on Lake Michigan over here. It's about a three-mile route. It'll come down Wisconsin Avenue, turn right on Wells Street, because I know you guys know these streets very well. Wells and Water Street are like our bar district.
I love them.
So it'll go right by the bar, so you know what kind of shenanigans are going to be going on. And it'll take a quick left, and we'll be right at Pfizer Forum. About an hour-long parade route, and then half-hour intermission, get everybody off the buses, onto the stage, and then we have all of our speeches and cry time and probably potty-mouth words that shouldn't be said, but everybody's drunk, and it's okay. So it'll be great. It'll be great. It's so much fun.
You deserve it. After 50 years, I reckon you're entitled to have a party after a performance like that we saw from the Bucks in the last four games of the final series. Well done to all involved. Dario, I'm sure you got an absolute kick out of seeing it all unfold yesterday, and enjoy. My favourite spot in Wells Street is that bar just on the left there. So enjoy that, and we look forward to talking to you again one day.
Yeah, that's my favourite bar too. I'll see you guys there.
Good man. Dario Melendez, host of Bally Sports Wisconsin, home of the Bucks, where they took out the title yesterday against the Phoenix Sun. Poor old Chris Paul couldn't get it done after all those years. But maybe he'll be back again. $228 million deal for 5 years, Giannis agreed to last season, the start of last season. So he's committed. They've committed to him at that level of cash as well, but he's delivered after 50 years.
Isn't it good when loyalty is rewarded?
Yep.
And
that's what he was on about yesterday.
Yeah. It's really good, really important. And they built something and they stuck to the process, and yeah, they get the success in the end. So it's terrific. I love those stories.